Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to Scary Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan DeWhite, and here with me is the host of the show, Mr. Scape White.
Hello.
And also the guest audience for the show, Miss Boo White.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Bo.
Hi, Scary.
Okay, you ready for a story? It's going to be scary.
I think I can handle it. I am the tougher cat of the house.
No.
I'm low.
All right, well, just wait, because this is going to be scary, and you get scared, so. This one is called The Black Cat by Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, it's a story about kitties? Well, that's great. At least it's about us.
Well, just wait, because it's scary.
Wait a minute, but I'm your black cat. Is this about me?
You better hope not.
Okay,
so once upon a time, okay, everybody thinks that I'm crazy, but...
No, Scary, everyone's pretty sure that you're crazy.
Well, no, but everybody thinks that I'm crazy, but...
With good reason.
But I'm not, and I'm going to tell you the story because tomorrow I'm going to get killed.
What?
Boo, it's a story.
Scary, I know we fight and you stole my moist food, but I don't want you to be killed. Who's going to kill you? We can kick.
It's a story. I'm telling a scary story about people think I'm crazy, but I'm not, and they're going to kill me tomorrow. All right, listen. So I'll tell you what happened, okay? Well, I used to be like a really gentle guy, and I really liked lots of animals.
Gabe, you hate animals. You hate everybody.
Well, I used to be a really gentle guy.
What happened?
I'm telling you the story! Shut up!
Jeez.
Okay, used to be gentle, and I got married to a woman, and she was really gentle, too.
Well, ours is kind of, being a stuffed animal, she doesn't really have much of a choice.
Boo!
Yeah?
Stop talking! I'm telling!
You're really nice.
Stop talking! Okay, so my wife and I, we had a lot of pets, and I liked animals, so I was like cool with that. And one of them was a cat. It was a black cat. And this was my favorite pet. Okay, so his name Pluto, and I was like, I love Pluto. But the thing is, I started drinking a lot, and basically, I was a big jerk.
Well, I'm not gonna dispute the big jerk thing, but, you have to drink. If you don't drink, you get all, you get all dry.
Well, it made me really, really jerky and angry. And so, I was drinking a lot, and I was basically just started being mean to everybody and yelling, and I would punch my wife, maybe, if I felt like it. And I was mean to everybody, except to Pluto, because I was really nice to Pluto. Oh, a black cat. And so what happened was, I was just getting meaner all the time. And eventually, I even started getting a little bit angry at Pluto. And so one day, I was petting Pluto, and Pluto was like, cut it out, and tried to bite me, okay? And I was so mad that I just grabbed a knife and I cut out his eyes.
Skippy, if your kitty doesn't want to be pet, just don't pet the kitty. What the hell's wrong with you? Wait, how did you hold a knife?
I cut out, look, I just did it. And I cut out the cat's eye.
But you have the little stubby cat paws that we've got. You can't possibly hold a knife.
It's a story.
Are you sure you didn't just scratch out his eyes or something?
It's a story!
Continue with your animal cruelty.
And so I cut out his eye. And, after that, the cat didn't want to hang out with me so much.
What the?
Well, but whatever. So, the thing is, then I felt a little guilty.
Well, good, good.
But it kind of wore off, and then, basically, I started to hate the cat a lot. Like, I was just like, oh, that stupid cat. I am disgusted by that cat. And so, one day, eventually, I was just like, you know what I really shouldn't do? I really shouldn't kill this cat. But I did. And so I was...
Scary! This is a horrible story! What are you saying?
It's a scary story. It's to scare people.
Scare them? Then what? You're gonna hunt down their cats?
Well, listen. So I took a rope, and I basically put a rope around the cat, and I hung it from a tree.
My God! This is a snuff story!
Well, no, that would be... If I actually killed you, it would be snuff.
I'd like to see you try.
No, listen. No, just listen. It's a story. So I hung the cat, okay? Pluto is dead. But there's more. So then that night, my house caught on fire. And the house burned down, and we got out, but the house burned down. And so I was like, that's weird. And all of the walls pretty much fell down, except for one wall didn't fall down. And people were like, that's weird, because it looks like the image of a cat with a rope around its neck. And I was like, that's really scary. But then I thought about it, and I went, no, probably what happened was somebody saw that my house was on fire and, like, saw the dead cat hanging from the tree, and so they cut it down and threw it through my window to try to wake me up so I would wake up and see my house on fire and I wouldn't burn. And then maybe, like, some of the wall stuff, like, squished it and, like left the image on the wall.
This is the theory about the cat image on the wall. That someone decided instead of knocking on the door or the window, they would throw a dead cat into your house? What kind of neighbors do you have? Is this a normal behavior for them to throw dead things into your house when things are going wrong?
Well, how else do you explain cat image? All right, look. That's just, seems reasonable. Okay, so.
Whatever.
So what happens is, we move to a new house, and da-da-da-da-da. And I started feeling really guilty about it. I was like, oh, you know, I probably shouldn't have killed my cat. That was kind of rotten. And so I started thinking, all right, I wish I would get a new cat. And so one day, I was in a really terrible, naughty place of some sort. And, because I do bad stuff a lot. And I saw a cat. It was a black cat, but it had a white chest, a white spot on his chest.
You're not allowed to have cats anymore. You said it yourself. You are a rotten, rotten person. No cats for you.
But I saw this, cat, and I was like, that looks just like my old cat, except for the white part. I want to have this cat, so I started petting the cat, and the cat was like, oh, purr, purr, purr. And I was like, hey, person who owns this place, can I buy this cat? And they were like, it's not my cat, I don't give a crap. So I took the cat with me home, and my wife was like, oh, that's a cute cat, oh.
Black cats with white chest are the most beautiful kind of cats in the whole world. I can see why she would fall instantly in love with such a beautiful sounding cat.
Well, whatever, but, because gray is better, but, so, we're like, okay, nice cat, whatever. But the thing is, like, after a couple of days, I was like, oh, God, I hate that cat so much.
What the hell is wrong with you? Your brain is, like, it's broken. Your brain is broken.
Well, look, it's not my fault. I hated the cat. Sometimes you just hate things after a little while. So,
No, people don't just hate things after a little while. They like the things they like, and they hate you, and the things that they hate.
No, I just hated this cat. So I was like walking around, going, "Oh, freaking cat! Everywhere I go, cat!" Blah 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 blah. And it was terrible because when I was awake, the cat would be like following me around and being like, "Oh, love me, love me." And then when I would go to sleep, I would wake up because the cat is like sitting on me and breathing hot cat breath on me, and it's like, "Oh, God, just." Stupid cat, wake me up.
The cat is giving you affection. You should know about cats. You're a cat. You know when a cat comes and says, I love you, it's a very precious thing.
But I hated this cat, okay? So time is passing.
You're like a self-hating cat.
No, it's a different cat. Point is, time passes, and eventually, one day, I was going down the stairs into the cellar where I lived, and the cat's like, oh, I'll come, and he jumps under my feet, and I, like, tripped and fell.
So far, so good.
And I was really angry, and so I just was like, oh, there's an axe. I'll grab the axe, and I was gonna just chop the cat in half.
How are you outside of a mental institution?
I'm not crazy, I said at the beginning, but...
You're like an axe-wielding murderer!
No, I was gonna chop the cat, but I was stopped because my wife grabbed my arm and was like, what are you doing? Don't chop the cat. And so I was like really mad about that. I was like, how could she stop me? So I chopped her instead. I got right in her head.
What?
And then I was like, now I gotta figure out what I do with the body. So what I did was, I was like, oh, there's kind of a crappy Y over there. I would just pull it down a little bit, and then I would put her in and then build a new wall. So she's stuck in the wall, the dead body. So she was inside the wall, and I was like, all right, now that's it. I'm really killing this cat now, because he gave me all this trouble. I had to hide my wife's body. Cat is gonna pay. So I was looking around, and I'm like, I can't find the cat. Where is the stupid cat?
Obviously, it's not a stupid cat. It's hiding from the axe-wielding monster.
Well, I couldn't find it. So that night, I slept, like, the most peaceful sleep since I got the cat, because I was like, oh, and it was so relaxing. Nice, nice.
Your wife's corpse is in the wall, and you're getting a good night's sleep over it?
Yeah, I was fine. But, so I was like, well, maybe tomorrow, whatever. I'll look for the cat. But the next day, no cat. I was like, oh, maybe the cat is wise to run away. Ha-ha. Maybe I'll never see it again. Oh, this is good. And the third day, no cat, gone. And so the fourth day, the police came, and they were like, we gotta search your house, sir. And I was like, okay, go ahead. I got nothing to hide. Have fun. Because I knew that I was like, they're never gonna find the body. It's fine. So they're looking in the house. Do, do, do. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Oh, we don't see anything. Can we try the basement? And I'm like, yeah, go ahead. It's no problem. And they go down there, and they're like, we don't see anything. Huh, we don't see anything. Weird. And I was just like, yeah, there's nothing. This is a good old house. It's a nice, sturdy house. Well-built. Good walls. Like, sturdy walls. Solid, solid walls.
Why would you start talking about the walls?
Well, I was nervous. And I was like, oh, I had to say something. There's, like, sirens.
Yeah, you're kind of a dumbass like that.
No, I was like, oh, it's good. It's solid. Well-built house. Good, solid walls. And I, like, patted on the wall that I put my wife inside of. I was like, pat, pat, pat. You know, just kind of like a right tapping. And what happened was, the police were totally gonna go, but after I patted on the walls, all of a sudden, you could hear a sound inside the walls, like,
oh my god, you sealed the cat within the wall?
Wait, so you're spoiling it. You're spoiling it. So then, the cops were like, what's going on? What's going on? And they came, and they were like, oh, there's a noise in the wall. What is this crazy noise? It sounds so sad. And it was like, wow, wow. And so they bring it on the wall, and they tear it down, and they find the dead body. And inside with the dead body was the cat. I had sealed the cat in the wall. That's why I'm in jail now, because I killed my wife.
Well, great.
The end.
That was such a scary. I've never seen this monstrous side of you before.
Boo, you are dumb. This is a story, like a fiction.
So the moral of the story is that, what, if you're mean to cats, they will expose your evils?
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty solid. I wasn't really decided yet what it was. I will think about it.
I think it's always been nice to cats or you're screwed. Because cats know the darkness in your heart. And they will also manipulate the world so that you go to jail.
Okay, alright. Well.
And cats are smarter than humans, obviously.
Well, I think the scary moral is, I guess that's what it is. Cats will get you if you try to get them first.
So, I'm more confused about this. I mean, you had the earlier cat who got killed, and then you got the new cat who got in the wall, and you had that weird cat image in between. Were they supposed to be the same cat or something?
Well, they looked alike, and I forgot that I think later, when I hated the second cat, I noticed that the white spot looked like the gallows.
What's a gallows?
I think it's where you hang people, like I hanged the cat.
Like you hang the cat from a tree.
Well, yeah, but it's different.
So it should look like a tree.
Well, it didn't.
But then it doesn't make sense.
I'm not crazy.
You actually are kind of crazy.
It's a story!
Yeah, but we're done with the story, and you're still crazy.
Okay, that's it. We're done. I think we're done.
Okay, I guess we're done. Thanks, Boo.
Can I get some treaties now?
Yes, yes.
Yay!
Me too.
No, just me.
And me.
Just me. You always eat my treaties anyway.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for listening to Scapey Stories. Give me treaties.